And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We have game balls every week. Larry, you'll enjoy this. Eddie Lacy as well as Josh Sitton get the game balls for offense. Great blocking, great running, very physical game. What do those guys do that you saw, Mike, that they earned the game balls this week?
Well, I think it was obvious. You know, what Eddie did, I think that's what everybody sees is, you know, his ability, obviously, to run the football, to break tackles, and had a big day production-wise, and especially playing the way he felt, too. You know, the things you probably don't get to see is the performance by Josh Sitton. You know, Josh he's having an excellent year again. Does a great job in the pass protection, but his physicality and the run block, I think he had like 7 knockdowns and, you know, just really played extremely well at the finish. So it was his best game of the year.
Mike, when you watch the defensive tape, you notice your safeties a lot, around the ball a lot. In particular, Morgan Burnett. Man, he made a lot of plays.
Definitely. Morgan was flying around. I think he had 9-plus tackles. You know, he had, obviously had the interception that was nullified because of the penalty. But I thought Morgan was impactful. Quarterback hit, you know, and probably play one of his better games.
And the special teams game ball goes to Jamari Lattimore. Maybe he's not playing as much defensively, but he poured all of his effort into special teams. And what does that say about a guy, Mike, that he really was flying around yesterday?
I mean, Jamari's a dynamic player, brings a lot of emotion and energy to our football team. And, you know, he's been a special teams player for so long, good special teams player for so long. I think it's just kind of another day for Jamari. It's just finally we had a chance to recognize him.
Mike, getting back to the offensive line, ironically enough, for a moment, I think kudos go out to T.J. Lang, Josh's partner at the other guard. I mean, he re-injures his ankle, tape it up, and I'm going back out. That's good for a football team. That sends a tremendous message to the guys.
You know, definitely. Availability. You know, we always talk about availability and accountability, and to just see TJ to get up at the end of that play, you know, it didn't look very good. And seeing it was his left ankle, you knew he had re-injured himself. So, yeah, it was great to get him to, A, not only just go back out there, but, you know, still played at a very high level.
Every week we ask for your opinion on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. Play the game, Mike. You might be surprised. Rodgers to Rodgers got a lot of votes, but equally as many, the Micah Hyde interception. How much did that turn the tables in the game? And Hyde pointing the football, he looked like a receiver on that play.
You know, Micah had, you know, the two biggest plays on defense, not only the interception but the sack. But, yes, that was a huge play in the game. You know, we had some opportunities, you know, as far as getting interceptions. And, you know, the ball just didn't quite bounce our way, but that was a big play in the game.
The guy's just a football player. On the sack, he's got to beat a blocking back. That's assigned to keep him out of there. And a little pass rush move. He doesn't get a lot of practice at that. And bingo, he's home.
Yeah, I mean, Mike is such a good football player. I mean, it shows up all the time, whether it's on a sack or in space. And, you know, in the instincts now, as far as being a blitzer, special teams, you know, returner. So, I mean, he's just a playmaker.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the Patriots. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. The Patriots, Mike. Some consider them the best team in the AFC. This seems like it's going to be a heavyweight title fight here at Lambeau Field. Packers, Patriots, big game.
Definitely. I mean, these are the kind of games you love to play in, especially this time of year. It's November football, and they're playing extremely well, and that's what you really focus on, the video and what we've seen so far. So it'll be a great game.
Mike, the record's 8-3, but some of the things you look at, style of play and quality of play, where are those two commodities at as far as you're concerned?
We are where we need to be, but the nice thing is we definitely see improvement. You know, style of play is something that you have to hit that target each and every week. I thought for the most part throughout our football team against Minnesota, we had that. But definitely the offensive line definitely had it. And we'll have a big test this week with the New England Patriots. We can always improve our quality of play, and that's what we stay focused on.
Mike, plenty of football to play, but now that you're on top of the division, does that mean something right now at this point to your guys in the locker room and just the situation at hand?
I mean, we're aware of it. I mean, you know, we don't talk about it. I mean, I don't. It's not something that I address in my team meetings because today, you know, our players are so much more informed. You know, I don't feel like you have to sit there and go through the rankings. We've been there before. I think that component of being in our locker room, we understand, you know, what it means. But the reality of it is there's so much more football left to play.
Well, good luck against the Patriots, Mike.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. Toys for Tots this Sunday against the New England Patriots. Please bring your new unwrapped toys, or you can donate cash as well at each and every gate at Lambeau Field. Thanks for watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after the Patriots game.